Welcome to this new detailed edition of the Bay Pay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is June 17, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Google Pay expands tokenized payments with debit, credit cards. Millicart selects Compass Plus to transform its processing business. Konotaxia enables multi-currency card payments in Google Pay and wearables. COVID-19 restrictions to boost contactless payments in the UK. Now let's get started. Google Pay expands tokenized payments with debit, credit cards. Google Pay has announced expanding its card's tokenization feature in collaboration with Visa to include HSBC India, SBI, and more. Prior to this, Google Pay had rolled out the feature with Kotak Mahindra Bank, SBI Cards and Axis Bank. In the latest round, Google Pay has added SBI, IndusInd Bank, and Federal Bank and credit cards by IndusInd Bank and HSBC India to its slate. The move is to add new banks that enable users to make debit and credit card payments through a secure digital token attached to their phones. With the use of this Google Pay card tokenization, users could make contactless payments with NFC-capable devices, phones at over 2.5 million Visa merchant locations. In addition to that, the users will be able to scan and pay merchants and use this facility to pay their bills and recharge their numbers using credit cards. On top of that, the feature also works with online merchants, provides seamless OTP experiences without redirecting users to 3D secure sites. Millicart selects Compass Plus to transform its processing business. Azerbaijan-based payments processor Millicart has announced migrating all of its services to the open development payments platform TransAxis, from Compass Plus. The processor chose TransAxis as its new processing platform as it allows it to expand the services it offers to its customer banks and significantly increase time to market for new products and services, while improving service availability. The introduction of the new platform will also enable Millicart to optimize their costs in terms of maintaining its entire processing infrastructure. The connection of Millicart's Visa channel to TransAxis completes the first stage of its project to migrate its entire processing infrastructure to the new platform. Compass Plus provides payment software and services that help financial institutions and payment service providers meet changing market demands. With 30 years of experience, we help build and manage all-scale electronic payment systems that generate new revenues and streamline profits for our customers across the globe. Konotaxia enables multi-currency card payments in Google Pay and wearables. Poland-based multi-currency card payments provider Konotaxia has launched a feature allowing users to make contactless payments with their phone and smartwatch, among other options. Cardholders will also be able to use online payments and withdraw cash from ATMs using Google Pay. Moreover, they have the option to conduct contactless payments with their wearable device and withdraw money from ATMs with Fitbit Pay and Garmin Pay. The only requirement is to have the Google Pay app available in the Google Play Store, and to connect the card to it. This applies to both physical and virtual card versions. Payment information is encrypted and stored on secure servers. Adding multi-currency cards to Fitbit Pay and Garmin Pay, on the other hand, means that when using a compatible smartwatch or tracker, users can withdraw cash from ATM as well as make quick and secure payments anywhere contactless payments are accepted, without pulling out a wallet or phone, something consumers are doing more of to avoid contacting commonly touched surfaces in public. Konotaxia provides multi-currency cards in virtual and physical form, with the option of delivery by post and courier, An application for the issuance of the cards is submitted online. Their holders gain access to free accounts in euro and 19 other currencies. The fintech also offers a dedicated mobile app for Android and iOS to manage the cards. COVID-19 restrictions to boost contactless payments in the UK. There has been an increase in the use of contactless payment technology during 2020 in the UK, fueled by the COVID-19 pandemic, according to UK Finance's 2021 Payment Markets Report. As a result, contactless payments accounted for 27% of total UK payments in 2020, with 83% of people in the UK now using contactless, with no age group or region falling below 75% usage. In a year when the total number of payments made fell by 11% to 35.5 billion, contactless payments increased by 12%, reaching 9.6 billion. According to the report, it was consumer spending, making up 86% of total payments, which caused the first reduction in the number of payments made in the UK for 6 years. While the number of consumer payments reduced by 13% to 30.7 billion, business and government payments increased by 14% to 4.8 billion. UK Finance said there are 135 million contactless cards in the UK, with 88% of debit cards and 81% of credit cards using the technology. Alongside the increased use of contactless payment technology, mobile payments and internet banking were also increasingly used, while cash declined as a method of payment. Mobile phone and smartwatch payments saw increased use, with 32% of the adult population registered to use mobile payments by the end of 2020, compared to just under 25% in 2019. By 2020, the number of cash payments made in the UK fell by 35%, accounting for 17% of all payments in the UK, the second most frequently used payment method behind debit cards, which includes contactless payments. There were 1.2 million consumers who mainly used cash for their day-to-day spending during 2020. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.